Deuteronomy chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant he made with them at Horeb. Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to his servants and to all his land. Your own eyes saw the great tests, those signs and great wonders. But to this day the Lord has not given you a heart to understand, eyes to see, or ears to hear. I have led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. You have not eaten bread, neither have drunk wine or strong drink, so that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you came to this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out to fight against us, but we defeated them. We took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. Therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, so that you may prosper in all you do. You are standing this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, the leaders of your tribes, your elders and your officers, along with all the men of Israel, your children, your wives, and the foreigner who is in the midst of your camps, from the one who chops your wood to the one who draws your water, so that you may enter into the covenant the Lord your God promised by an oath, which the Lord your God is making with you today, in order that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, as he promised you and swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is not with you alone I am making this covenant by oath. Whoever is standing there with us today before the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here with us today. You know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you traveled. You have seen their detestable things, and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold that were among them. Beware that there is not among you a man, woman, clan, or tribe whose heart is turning away today from the Lord your God, to serve the gods of those nations. Beware that there is not among you a root producing poison and bitter fruit. When he hears the warning of this oath, that he will bless himself, thinking in his heart, I will be safe even though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. This will destroy both the watered and the parched land alike. The Lord will not pardon him, but the anger of the Lord and his jealousy will burn against that person. All the curses written in this scroll will fall upon him, and the Lord will blot out his name from under heaven. Then the Lord will single him out for disaster out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this scroll of the law. The next generation of your children who will rise up after you, and the foreigner who will come from a distant land, will ask when they see the plagues of the land and the sicknesses by which the Lord has afflicted it, and the whole land burned with sulfur and salt that cannot be planted, sprout, or even produce any grass, like the destruction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim that the Lord overthrew in his anger and wrath. All the nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? What caused the outburst of this great anger? Then the people will answer, because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their forefathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods that they did not know that he had not allowed them to worship. Therefore the anger of the Lord was sparked against this land, to bring on it all the curses that are written in this scroll. The Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, wrath, and great indignation. He exiled them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.